Sybil.
The ladies are in full effect. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
Oh my God! In the funny chair this morning. It's Sherry Shepherd Thursday,
yay!
And with Sherry in Los Angeles is Kim Whitley.
In the same studio.
Oh,
yes,
my.
I'm here.
The besties are there.
Oh, my God.
I said besties.
Yes, we are here. Sherry's laughing at me.
I am in the studio with this crazy girl.
Former bridesmaid to the stars, yes.
Former bridesmaid.
That's what we're going to do?
Still friends.
Yes.
Bridesmaid to the stars.
Yeah,
that's what they call you, Kim.
I think that's what they call Kim Whitley.
How many stars weddings have you been in, Kim?
I can't divulge that information because a lot of them didn't make it.
Most of them didn't make it. But she kept all the swag, I'm going to tell you that
I see her remember, iPad now.
A free iPad and a trip to St. Martin. And
nice.
Got a whole bunch of stuff.
That's from your wedding?
She got a free designer dress, and when she walked down the aisle, the dress was modestly covering all of the ladies' boobs. Kim walked down the aisle and looked like a beautiful Playboy bunny.
I pulled my down a couple inches before we walked down.
I was in my wedding gown like, where did this girl get this dress from?
I was trying to walk out with a groom.
With a groom? That groom?
Not with the groom.
Not with the groom. You really could have had him, but...
Oh, this is what we're going to do today.
Hey, Kim, didn't I hear you had him first?
Wow, look at the time. Randy.
Wow, Tom, you go there.
It's time to go.
So early this morning. Is he trying to, like, divide and conquer?
Did he just say? Yes, he did. He made me try to find a sip of his vodka.
I heard you say on the air, Sherry, that Kim...
Wait a minute, Kim had dated this man first. Okay, Sybil, hold time.
I will never have a drink at your place and divulge anything.
I was going to say.
Good grief.
No, that was on the cruise.
No, it wasn't on the air, Tom. Now it's on the air.
Remember, the cruise, we was together at 3 in the morning at the bar, Tom. That wasn't on
no,
the air.
No, you
first
went
of all,
on,
why
you went
at
on
3
stage.
In the morning with Tom?
You went on stage with Kim and
but
and,
what happens on stage is not always what happens.
Kim's show and Dave Arnold's show, it's supposed to stay where it's supposed to stay, Tom.
I don't think you said
I had him first. I think she said I knew him first. And Tom, you didn't put your
that
little crooked
right
twist
to me.
On it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But since See, we're there, since we're there,
my
did
gosh.
You?
Thank you, Sib.
Stand, Sib.
Thank you, Sib. Stand over here with me, Sib.
See, this is the problem.
Yeah, it's ladies.
We've been together 20-something years, Sib, you know.
I know.
So have we.
We've been rolling a long time, me and Kim.
So there is a difference between dated.
Because I called you and asked you.
I asked you if you had dated him.
When I first started dating him, right?
Yes.
And you said...
What did you say?
Doing this at 6 in the morning.
I know.
What did you say?
You said when I called you...
I'm a choke Sybil in about 2 seconds. She is such an instigator. Okay. What I said was, I went out with him.
It was like you won a date with my husband.
Yes.
Like something like that. You won a date.
It was that. Oh, that's right. Thank you for helping me. Because I was like, I know I wouldn't have picked him.
I can't even get mad at you.
She won a date?
Yeah, it was like one of those like bachelors auctioning themselves off.
For the Deltas.
And I think he acted like he was a writer or something
like that.
Yeah,
he did tell me the same thing he's been saying for years.
He told you the same thing he told me, but I believed it.
And you bidding on it?
But
this is the thing. Delta Sigma Theta had an auction every year, and the guys had to make a basket.
Right.
And you bid on the basket, and the guy comes with the basket.
Right.
You go to lunch.
He's a great cook.
And he said, again, he was smooth with it. He said he was a writer. He was an ex-football player. He said a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, that I found out from my private eye. I fell for the basket.
Oh, the whole basket.
The whole basket.
I only took the biscuits.
And I ended up paying for that basket.
Yeah, thank you.
That basket's
it was
gonna
delicious.
Cost me.
Yeah.
But you
all right, time of year, how you happy?
You called Kim up before you went out with him.
And you didn't even get a basket, did you?
Now, this is where I made the mistake as a friend.
Thank you.
I will admit this.
Yes. I said, is he a good guy?
And I did say he was a good guy. All I did was go out on one date. It might have been at Chili's, something he can afford. It was. I remember it being modest.
Funny, because when we were married, he never wanted to go to Chili's. I don't understand what happened.
What happened.
He was like, it's only the best.
Because we were at that little bar restaurant, and he was very nice, but something I just said. So what I told...
But you didn't tell me something. You didn't
I said, you said he's a nice guy. But what I've learned, in life is this.
What?
Be honest with your friends.
Okay, but...
You were like, I like this guy. And I said in myself, you know what? This probably is a good guy. We should give him a shot. I didn't know him. So I was like, he was a good guy. I didn't want to put out my feelings.
So you had
that's
feelings.
My feelings.
But you had
as you were sitting there at Chili's going for
at Chili's,
the 2 for $20
I was like,
and here's the thing, Sybil. Throughout the entire process, when we were giving away gifts and flying on trips, Kim didn't say nothing.
See, this is what
happened
do?
With your feelings?
Because
no, I love you.
You were so
we're
in love. Let me just say,
me and Kim.
Yeah, but you were so in love. Who am I to take away
a dream
your
killer.
Happiness?
That's right. You're not a dream killer. You're not a dream killer.
Whether it's for a day. A year, $3 million later, who am I?
Kim was right there when the stripper came from my bachelorette party. Kim was there with that stripper at the bachelorette party, loud as all get up.
You
could have killed
happy.
My dreams. You could have killed the dream.
But no, but take it from a dream killer. You could have really saved her a lot, though, couldn't you, dream killer? You really could,
I could have. But I think it was more on her other friends that knew the guy. I was only a one-time chili eater.
I don't blame you for nothing. You're my friend.
I know.
I love you.
But I
now that Thomas
but somebody owes somebody something. I'm just saying.
I owe her a dinner at Chili's.
I think you owe me some legal fees is what I think. But I'm just saying,
some
if you
legal
can help
fees.
Me with the legal fees, that would
hey,
be.
You got a you got a designer dress. You got some nice swag. You got.
I think it'd be a great Christmas present if she showed up at court with
at
me.
At court, I will do that.
I think so.
I will
that
do
would
that.
Be cool.
But this is the thing. This is what I look at. I look at this as her story.
Yes.
You got to have a story. You got to have something you can write about, talk about, preach about, help other people. This is your cross to bear. So you're going to help somebody.
I have no clue.
You helped me. That's why I'm not married. You have helped me.
Oh, yeah?
Between her and a couple of my other friends that ain't made it, I was like, nah, I'm good.
Bet you'll carry a confidentiality agreement prenup right in your purse.
You think that's why they get married to the last one? He wouldn't sign that prenup.
That's right.
Remember?
He wouldn't sign it, and I told him, don't do it.
But you know what? Then he came back and said he'd sign it. I mean, I ain't have but a couple thousand to
say. No, but Sybil, she's like, he want everything, but I don't know what I should do. Should I get a prenup? Because he want everything. But it's okay. Yeah.
How is Rodney?
Oh, wow.
Wow. Sybil and
this
Tom.
Kind of
we saw the TV show. I was just kidding.
Oh,
just,
you had it on
this
TV.
This is what happened.
It was all over.
Yours was
Raising
cool.
Whitley.
Okay, we're gonna stop right here,
Tom,
and go to commercial.
And Tom's gonna let me go home now because I have a feeling.
Oh no, because I'm coming for you as soon as this commercial goes on.
It was supposed to be girl power, woman anthem.
Did you see
hear
she
me
went
roar.
With Tom? Did you see that?
And like, she stood over here with her man. Thank you, Sib.
That's because she
man
got real
for 20 some years.
That's what real hair girls do.
Yeah, it really is. Fake hair sisters.
Yeah, we strong. Stay together.
All colors, all textures. We over here.
And Sherry's are on sale right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Right now.
Got a closet full of them.
If you don't have that hair, you ain't there. Yep.
Coming up this morning on the TJMS is Sherry Shepherd Thursday. Sherry Shepherd and Kim Whitley are in the funny chair. Michael Blackson comes up this morning on the TJMS.